Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for attending our investor meeting. Today, I'd like to share with you Trend Micro's strategy in the cloud era. And I think Trend Micro has been growing with the IT infrastructure change since 1995, since when from LAN, local area network, to internet, to now the cloud infrastructure. And we've been growing from 17 oku to 963 oku of our revenue. But I must admit that during all this infrastructure change, Trend Micro always grow, but this time, the cloud infrastructure is the biggest change we ever seen in the whole industry. And it's not just the technology infrastructure change, it's the whole ecosystem change. But I believe in this new ecosystem and new infrastructure, we have very good strategy, and I'd like to share with you what is our strategy to tackle this type of change. So in 2008, Trend Micro was the first company to come out with smart protection network, taking the cloud infrastructure to use the cloud power big data analysis to do our security. And this year, we just announced the enhanced smart protection network, next generation smart protection network. From just analyzing before, we were analyzing email reputation, web reputation, file reputation. Now we include mobile application reputation, vulnerability, network patching, all this information, big data analysis correlated in the cloud and able to provide the smart, quick, and easy way for people to use this smart protection network. And in every given date, Trend Micro smart protection network has capability to take, we collect a lot of the threats, we analyze all these threats, and then issue the protection for our customer. Every day, we collect 1.5 billion threats sources, and then we analyze more than 7.2 terabytes of data, and we protect over 200 million threats globally every day. And we glad to announce that just last month, Trend Micro also integrated backend with Facebook. So Facebook's all of the user around the world, whenever they post a URL, Facebook backend will query smart protection network. What that mean is that Trend Micro smart protection network now just added 900 million sensor worldwide. That is very significant. One, it validates that this is the best architecture to protect the threat for end user worldwide, and we have the capability of taking all these different query, analyze the big data, and provide, so the infrastructure is very stable. And what do we use? What is the good about this smart protection network or this big data? I think the most important thing is that it can address today's biggest threats for all enterprise or end user customers. Because if you look at all this data, every second there's more threats coming out, so you need to have faster speed to deal with these threats. And every of the threats now become more and more complicated. So you need a lot of intelligence through the data mining, big data mining, to come up with the intelligence to deal with this more complicated threat. Before, we always think that, well, information stay in the computer and the computer stay in the network, and therefore it's easy to protect all this data. But the new infrastructure means that consumerization, cloud and virtualization, plus all these cyber threats that is very sophisticated, that can get through the perimeter protection and get into your network, make your perimeter are disappearing. And therefore, Trend Micro strategy is use that smart protection network from the cloud and be able to be able to implement those intelligence in three areas: consumerization, deal with cyber threats, and deal with virtualized and cloud infrastructure. So first, let's look at consumerization. In the consumerization area, we can see In the consumerization, it's not just about that your devices is different devices, more devices, not just PC anymore. Actually, it's about end user behavior is changing. They are using more and more consumer-used applications, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Dropbox, or this different type of application. And therefore, the protection is not just protecting your device. You need to protect the whole user digital experiences. In the consumer area, that means Trend Micro's strategy will be expanding outside of Virus Buster. It's not just about protecting your PC. It's about protecting the whole digital life experience, including how you access your email, how you access your website, how you use your data. So I think later on, Omikawa-san will explain even more, and you can see those execution in our new version of TIS product, and also our new product that protecting end user consumer customers. And then this consumerization in the enterprise environment, you can see all this data shows that actually enterprise customer still not able to deal with the consumer user that bring in their own device or are using the consumer application to process their data and get their work done. So there's a lot of demand to protect consumers. Consumerization means that the employee that have the consumer behavior in the enterprise environment. And what these are all the challenge that today's CIO, CSO are facing. Trend Micro's solution in this area is that Trend Micro has a platform that is very extendable, and we were able to protect your email, your web access, your data everywhere, and including all your application, even those application are cloud application that consumer are using. So, and all this can be controlled by a centralized management console. Trend Micro is probably one of the very, very few vendor that understand consumer behavior taking into enterprise environment. And therefore, we were able to use this centralized management to manage all the consumer behavior. And those application, including first, is anti-malware, of course, but also it will include all the data leakage protection, encryption, and or the mobile security protection also. So it's a security suite that protects the consumer behavior. And this is, the data shows that actually data leakage protection in the enterprise environment, endpoint data leakage protection in the enterprise environment is increasing. And customers are thinking that this is their high priority for purchasing. And Trend Micro was rated by the Infotech analyst group saying that Trend Micro has the leading product and the vendor strength is also leading vendor. And therefore, Trend Micro is very well positioned to take this opportunity to get into the data leakage protection in the endpoint. So this is example of how Trend Micro strategy can be executed in the enterprise endpoint. Now, the second one is cloud and virtualization. I think that I don't need to further illustrate how important this part and now this whole movement. According to a Gartner group, by 71% of the server workload will be in virtualized environment. And Trend Micro has been investing in this area to deal with not just antivirus, but all of this possible data protection or in the cloud. How do you know your server operating in other public cloud? What is the status of those server, the visibility of those server? And Trend Micro's product, again, it's a suite. It's actually a platform, deep security product. It's not just a product. It's a suite, it's a platform, and it includes anti-malware, it includes all this fire integrity monitoring, intrusion prevention, and firewall log inspection. These are visibility and also compliance-related functionality that we provide in deep security. And so this is the most complete, best product, but most important thing is that it's actually a suite of the product. This chart shows you that the increase of the deep security customer count. As you can see, in the past few quarters, we add double, triple a lot of the customer count. What's important is not only the customer count is increasing, because usually these customers right now are buying one or two modules of our deep security only. They start with maybe anti-malware, maybe a little bit of virtual patching, but because of this platform, later on, they will come back and implement more and more module and increase our deep security's penetration in the data center. And in this area, I think we are clear leader in virtualization security, network security, and VMware. They all VMware choose Trend Micro as the technology alliances. And in our direction event just yesterday, VMware's president actually on the stage showing that how Trend Micro work with VMware and what is the customer best implementation of that. So I think we are very well positioned for the data center, cloud, and virtualization security. Now the last one of the C is cyber threats. Probably you are familiar with all this news, so I don't need to rescale you about all these cyber threats. They are very stealthy. They use very complicated and very stealthy way to get into the network. And therefore, it's not the traditional, not any traditional security product can deal with this type of threats. And Trend Micro has the best solution in the industry. This is also, again, it needs to be several technology combined together with also security intelligence from the cloud and also local services to deal with this type of cyber threats. So Trend Micro has the product called Deep Discovery, but also we have the service called APT service, and later on probably Omikawa-san can also share with you the growth and the adoption of this product, especially in Japan market. We had launched this product in Asia first, and next quarter we are launching it in US. And I think I want to share with you is that this is all the analysts say, this is a red hot new market. It's a new market. It's not a replacement. It's not like your anti-malware. They are talking about the advanced or the specialized threat detection. Is a new market and it's an independent market, and the CIO, CSO are looking for it. And the last sentence here I want to just remind you is that these are very complicated problem, and the analysts did say that Trend Micro is the only major security vendor that have a solution in this market. So I think this is what we call 3C. strategy for Trend Micro. We have consumerization, we have very good complete end-user experience protection, data center virtualization. We have a suite and a platform strategy to get into the data center and expand the presence there. And on the cyber threats, that's the new market, and Trend Micro is the only one, the only major security vendor that have a solution there. So we continue to focus on this security market, and these are some of the example of big customer that we are getting. Frankly, in the past 1 year, Trend Micro accumulated a lot of multi-million dollar deal, probably much more than what we had in the past 20 years. So it shows that Trend Micro is elevated into data center and is on the CIO and CSO's table. And this is 48 out of the top 50 company in the world, 48 of them are adopting or already adopt Trend Micro solution. And these are not only they are our customer, but I think this is just an indicator and the best validation, because this big company, they all need best security in the world. So I think lastly, I just want to share with you, there is challenge because of the cloud infrastructure. Mobile and cloud is a big IT infrastructure and ecosystem change. The challenge best illustrated by this simple chart. Last year is the first year that smartphone shipment exceed the PC. And with the new Microsoft Surface and the popularity of all the pads, this one is a big challenge because of the PC market. And I think Mahendra talked about a little bit about the visibility is not that good. You probably in the next two quarters, I think everybody are waiting for Windows 8 and see how Windows 8 will be doing. So we also don't know, but I think that is the big challenge. But with this big challenge, I think Trend Micro is already well prepared. This challenge will mostly the quickest hit is on the consumer market, especially in US, because they usually adopt or this new technology fattest. And Trend Micro already prepared in the consumer market. We will transform Trend Micro from a device-centric protection company into a lifestyle, digital lifestyle protection company. And we switch our focus from just a product marketing to a brand marketing, because that is how we can expand our coverage for the consumer. And we realize there's a lot of challenge, including like today, the PC market, very big, but now when moving into the mobile devices, mobile area, there will be not one concentrated Windows, right? It's a lot of Android, iOS, different type of market. And the channel is also different. Traditional channel from retail channel to now a lot of app store online channel. So I think we admit and I there's challenge in here. So, but Trend Micro is preparing and transitioning our business on the consumer and on the endpoint for this. But there's also opportunity. The opportunity is here. You can see security, server security. When everybody moving to the cloud, server is where there will be more server. And Trend Micro has the server security. And they say server security growing is double digit. Security suite, our platform strategy, is also the one that is growing double digit. So there is the opportunity, and this chart is what I always show every quarter, the growth of Trend Micro virtualization server and the new strategic products combined revenue, as you can see this quarter, year on year we grew 22%. Okay. So I think Trend Micro, we say secure your journey to the cloud, and we are number one market share in virtualization, number one market share in server security, and number one market share in cloud security. So I think normally I don't talk about number, but I think with all of this, you can see there's challenge, there's opportunity, and our business is transitioning. The biggest pressing question you might want to ask is your profitability and your company's business model changing? Well, it's still hard to say, but I'd like to share with you this data, which is usually I think we measure ourselves as this quarter, how much money our customer really pay us, we need to commit it to Trend Micro. That is best measured by pre-GAAP revenue. And then what is the cost, real cost, that operating for Trend Micro to generate all this money coming in? So that is what we call it pre-GAAP margin. In the first quarter, if we adjust something like exchange rate, we cannot control. That is not our business model. And also, I think Mahendra also mentioned about accounting rule change, like the capitalization of the R&D cost. That is not really our change of our business model. So if we adjust that, you can see that actually, until now, I can say we're still holding to our business model, profitability model, and our business, the pre-GAAP margin, which is the money in this half year, customer committed to Trend Micro minus the cost that we actually need to generate this this money is still growing at 5.5%. So thank you very much for listening. And I think my conclusion is just that this is a very challenging transition for the whole IT industry in cloud era. But Trend Micro has the 3C strategy and the best scalable cloud infrastructure to deal with that, and I'm very confident that our strategy and our direction are correct. Thank you very much.